I was at a barrel race one day. I was like, you know what? I don't think there's anybody out there doing something like this, but I know it can help.
All right. Welcome to the Double D Trailers podcast. This morning we have Sarah Van Buren outside of Fort Worth, Texas. Sarah is the owner of Barrel Racer Fit.
Yes.
Good morning, Sarah. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So to start, could you tell us a little bit about your journey? What inspired you to merge your passion for barrel racing and combine that with your expertise in fitness and in nutrition?
Yeah. So it was, gosh, it's been 5 or 6 years now. I've been doing Barrel Racer Fit for 5 years, about 6 years ago, I guess. I had been barrel racing for a while. I barrel raced a little bit in high school, took off for college, went and got a totally separate degree in public relations and started my career and all that stuff, got back into barrel racing. And I've been into fitness and doing the whole working out and strength training thing since I was about 12 or 13 years old. I played softball super competitively since I was about 10 or 11, and they started us in strength and conditioning when we were about 12 or 13 years old. So I had that background, and essentially when I started barrel racing again after starting my career after college and all of that, it was almost like this aha moment of, you know, that's not a normal background and backstory for a lot of people, especially in the Western industry, the barrel racing community. It's not normal to start working out when you're 12 or 13 years old, and especially strength training. But it's like, we put so much time and effort into these horses and making sure they're strong and they can perform at a high level. And it's like, to be able to keep up with them and be able to ride them to their full potential, we have to kind of do the same for ourselves. And I was at a barrel race one day. I was like, you know what? I don't think there's anybody out there doing something like this, but I know it can help, because it's like every other mainstream sport out there has sport specific training. I was in it in softball for, you know, 8 years or so. And so, I started looking around on the internet, and I didn't really see a whole lot. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to go get my certification. I'm going to do the things. And I guess I'm going to be the person that starts this.
Yeah, I like it. You said you got a degree in something else. Side note, what was that, out of curiosity?
Yeah, I got my degree in public relations. So communications. Okay. I also have a completely other corporate job. I live a couple different lives. So I work in digital marketing also, on top of being a personal trainer and having a business and all of that stuff. So, yeah.
So are there any key workouts or exercises that you found particularly helpful for barrel racing?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like in the barrel racing community, we talk a lot about having core strength and increasing core and doing core exercises. And then on top of that, a lot of people talk about, you know, weight, because at the end of the day, it is a race. However, there's a lot more that goes into it when it comes to having a good seat, being able to keep up with your horse. Yes, core is a big part of having that strength and being able to do what we do, but it's not just your core, it's your lower back, it's your glutes, your hips, your legs. It's a lot of that. And on top of that, it's being able to improve your stability and mobility in the saddle. So things like single leg exercises are hugely important for barrel racers, because not only are you going to help increase strength in some key areas in your legs and your glutes and your hips and stuff like that, but you're also forcing yourself to balance. You're forcing yourself to engage those stabilizer muscles, and all of that combines to help barrel racers be able to ride quieter, keep their butt in the saddle whenever we're getting, you know, our horses ready to go into the turn, all of these things. It's a lot more than just core strength, I guess.
Yeah. Look, I've never ridden I've never done barrel horse racing before, but I've been, we've worked several shows and rodeos, what have you, with, on the trailer side. And I'm telling you, you guys get it done. it's impressive at the speed and you know, the tightness of the turn, and I mean, it's just a lot.
Yes.
Yes. All right, moving on from that. So let's talk about nutrition a little bit. How does nutrition play a role in your performance, and any key dietary considerations that other folks may want to keep in mind or prioritize? I'm assuming that, you know, eating pizza for lunch every day and ice cream at night probably doesn't help.
No, not really. I think nutrition is probably one of the biggest things that I try to educate the athletes that I work with on, because there's just so much information out there that it can be extremely overwhelming. And when it comes to nutrition and performance, I mean, we have to look at it the same as, you know, our horses are, you know, our horses don't get by on, you know, terrible feed and not enough water and, you know, not getting the vitamins and the minerals and the nutrients that they need. So it's like, we have to think of ourselves in the same way. You know, gone are the days of living on Red Bull and fast food and just calling it good as a rodeo athlete. Like, you've got to be taking care of your body for longevity. And so when it comes to nutrition, I am a big proponent for keeping it simple and not overcomplicating the things. Obviously, calories and all of that stuff depends on what your goal is in terms of, are you trying to lose weight? Are you trying to put on muscle? All of that stuff. You know, nutrition is a highly individual thing, but at the end of the day, there are some key things, making sure that you're eating enough protein to go along with your workouts and all of that is extremely important. And you see a lot of, you know, crazy things on the internet as far as diets and whatnot, and you shouldn't eat this, you shouldn't eat that, and all of this. There's a whole mindset around nutrition that I think a lot of society, and especially women, we have to stop having in terms of nutrition, because we get in this mindset, especially those women that want to lose weight, that, you know, the less food that I eat, the more that I'm going to lose. But in reality, you're actually doing a lot of harm to your body when you do that. And that's probably one of the hardest and most common things that I have to combat with athletes that I work with, especially on an individual level, because we've been conditioned to think this way for so long, you know, just diet culture and whatnot. But we have to be eating in a way that actually fuels our body. And again, that's on a very individual level based on goals and whatnot. But yeah, that's probably the biggest thing. The 1200 calorie diet is not enough food for an adult. So that's probably the biggest thing that I would say steer clear of. Your body needs a lot more nutrients than that.
Gosh, I'd be so hangry. Mm-hmm. You would not want to be around me if I only ate 1200 calories a day. Yeah, I'm almost, I'll be 50 next month. And when I turned 40, I was overweight, had the spare tire, mm-hmm. and that type of thing, and started using a personal trainer. And the first thing she had me do was start eating more food and working out arms and chest. And I'm like, I don't really care about my arms and chest. I just want my gut to go away. And she's like, well, if we make the top bigger, the bottom looks smaller. So, you know, it made sense and it worked. So, yeah. You know, one of the things, so what's your go-to look like? I mean, I know at a show, you're training, adrenaline is running, mm-hmm. and you may be there for several days. Mm-hmm. I know when we work shows, you know, the food availability there and being on the road, it's often not the most healthy. So what does your day look like maybe at a barrel racing show? Do you bring some food with you? Do you try to eat what's there?
It depends on where it's at. And it's the same recommendations that I make for the athletes that I work with, especially those that are on the road competing, you know, 9 months out of the year. It's be as prepared as possible. If you're going to a weekend show or you're somewhere for an extended period of time, try to bring, I like the meal prep services type things. Like, I think one is Factor something, another one's called Clean Eats Kitchen. Those are easy that you can keep in your freezer and They are whole foods. You can check the macros on them before you buy them so that you can make sure that it fits within what you're trying to achieve with your nutrition goals. That's probably the simplest because all you got to do is pop those in a microwave. If that's not something that is an option, things that are high in protein that you can get at a gas station, you know, beef jerky, a lot of places will have hard-boiled eggs. Some of like the QT or the bigger truck stops will have more grilled options. It's really just making a conscious effort to make the best decision in that scenario, because sometimes it's just not an option to have something like, you know, a factor meal or something like that with you, or going to a grocery store and picking up things like, you know, tuna sandwich type stuff or deli meat, and being able to kind of prepare it yourself is going to keep you out of the concession stand. And having something like a protein powder, a protein shake on hand, just in case, like, you know, there's nothing else there, you can at least get some protein in that way.
Yeah. Skip the hot dog and the elephant here at the show. For sure. So let's talk more about the business side. I'd really like to hear more about your business, the programs that you offer. From what I've seen, it looks like you offer a really like a one-on-one, a personalized approach. So what could someone expect from signing up for one of your programs?
Yeah, so I've been doing this for 5 years and it's taken a while to get to this point. But I have, you know, four different types of programs because I know not everybody wants or needs the level of coaching with, you know, one-on-one coaching. And sometimes people need more than just a workout subscription. So there's kind of everything in between as far as programs are concerned. So, you know, subscription type workout programs that all of the workouts are written by me, regardless of what program it is. And they're all written with the barrel racer in mind of what is the most common areas that I see barrel racers having issues with? What are the most important areas that we need to make sure that we're strengthening to improve performance and improve different areas of riding? And then from a personal level on that private coaching one-on-one level, a lot of it is I work with these athletes for an extended period of time, and that is all based on where that athlete is currently at, where they want to be, and what the best plan is going to be to bridge the gap, what that looks like, how much time they have available. Because the reality is, I'm not trying to make somebody's life fitness, because our lives are, they're completely around our horses. And our lives completely revolve around them. So it's how do we fit it in a way that makes sense, that we can still be effective and efficient with the time that we have to make the most impact in our ability to ride our horses. So that's my biggest thing, and being realistic about time and equipment that's available, because I do also work with a lot of athletes that kind of live out in the middle of nowhere, and going to a gym just isn't really an option. So what do we do there, and getting creative with that? So yeah, I mean, it's all focused on barrel racers, how I can help them become better. It just comes in different levels based on what that barrel racer needs in terms of, do you just need workouts? Do you need workouts and, you know, some resources on nutrition and mindset and time management? Do you want a group environment so that it's like you're going to a clinic, but it's 8 weeks long and you get to know the other women that are in the group with you and you're kind of all going at it together? Or do you want something that it's literally just me and you one-on-one for, you know, 6 to 12 months, and we really get after your goals individually? So that's kind of how it's all set up.
So if I were to sign up for this, would you do, is it like a video call or is it mostly email communication?
So I do a little bit of both. So I always, in the beginning, always get on an intake call. We talk through everything, what you want to see, what you're struggling with, just all the things. We get real into the details. Beyond that, everything is based in an app with the option of I mean, there's weekly check-ins and all of that stuff. That's all through, you know, Google Forms and through messaging back and forth within my fitness app and all of that stuff. And then there's always the option for a monthly check-in call to talk through anything else. The reason that I don't require my athletes to get on a phone call with me every week or every month or anything like that is because I understand how busy most of them are. They're on the road, they're, you know, traveling, they've got a million and two things going on. And so I'm there if they need me to be there. But I'm not going to require you to get on a phone call. We can chat back and forth, we can text back and forth through the app, if that's, you know, all you need. But I'm not going to make you get on a phone call when I already know that your time is like super limited.
Yeah, I think often just having an accountability partner.
Oh, yeah.
Just really. Yeah. Outside of nutrition, someone looking to enter the sport of barrel mm-hmm. racing, any thoughts or advice you have?
Yeah, I've been there. I would say find people, you know, whether it be on social media, in person, whatever, find people that know more than you do. I'm a big believer in surrounding yourself with people that are where you want to be and get help from them, because they've already been there, done that, especially in the different areas of the country, because entering and the way associations are and where the best arenas are, where you want to enter, where you don't want to enter, all of that is very regional to where you're at. So go find those people that are in your area and, you know, ask for help. I think that's probably the number one thing that I see a lot of people not doing, is we're almost too proud to ask for help, which I get it, because for a long time, I just figured, you know, I can do it myself. I can figure it out on my own, whether it came to barrel racing, business, any of those things. But the second that you start just getting help from people that know already, you're going to expedite the process of you getting to where you want to be, whether that be you're trying to go pro rodeo, you just want to jackpot, you want a futurity, any of those things, ask for help. Find the people that are already doing the things, because 9 times out of 10, they're going to be willing to help you. You just have to ask for it.
All right. In closing, what's the best way for listeners to connect with you and learn more about your program?
Yeah. So I can be found on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all of the social media platforms at Barrel Racer Fit. Pretty cut and dry, made it simple from day one. Or mm-hmm. website, barrelracerfit.com. Website needs to be updated. It's super old, but it's still there. And my email's on there, contact information, all that stuff. So that's going to be the best way, or the best place, I guess, to find me.
Yeah, I just did a Google search before we jumped on for Sarah Van Buren, and you are all over
oh,
it.
Oh, great. So just, all of that.
Our listeners just search, and it brings up Cerebral Method. Sarah, thank you so much for taking the time to do this. And it was a pleasure meeting you. We really appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good day. Catch you. Bye-bye. Bye.